I'd like to welcome everybody to our first Student Health Advisory Council meeting this year. We have everybody present. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Terry Hagler. I am the chair of this council. And to my right is...
Hi, I'm Max Johnson. I have a senior at Wiley High. And looking forward to another exciting year.
I'm Tony Diller. I have a junior girl and a seventh grade boy at Wiley East. And this will be my second year to serve as a parent.
And Mrs. Diller might have forgot, she's also the co-chair of this council. Which means if I'm absent, it's all yours. I promise you I won't be.
Chrissy Landeros, and I'm the food service director.
I'm Taylor Foss. I'm new. I have a fourth grade son at Wiley West Elementary. And next year I'll have a kindergarten daughter.
Lois Burleson, and I'm the district nurse. And I also work at the high school campus.
Dusty Mason, I'm the assistant food service director.
And once again, I'm Terry Hagler. I said I was the chair, but I'm also assistant superintendent at Wiley ISD. To meet all the TEA requirements, I made sure that our new member, Mrs. Foss, was given the Wiley ISD Shack bylaws. So she'll have those to go over. We're going to meet all of our requirements by TEA. The first thing that we're required to do is to have approval of minutes, but since this is the first meeting of the year, obviously we don't have any of those. We have an outstanding secretary by the name of Mrs. Burleson who will do the minutes today, and we will get those turned in and posted on our website no later than 10 days as required by TEA. I've got the bylaws in front of me. I highlight a few things. I know I gave a copy to Mrs. Foss, but just to remind other members on the council, the board shall appoint a minimum of 5 members to the local school health education advisory council, and that's what we have. We have the minimum, which is the number of 5. The majority of the members must be persons who are parents of students enrolled in the district and who are not employed by the district. We are meeting that because 3 of the 5 meet that qualification. To be eligible to serve on the council, a person must have children that attend Wiley ISD, work for Wiley ISD, or be employed with an organization that assists the Wiley community. Terms of service. The term of service for voting members shall be 2 years, beginning with the first meeting of the school year. Members may serve multiple terms. Let me emphasize that they can serve multiple terms. But right now, we have Max, who's on his second year, and Mrs. Diller's on, she's starting her second. She came in midstream last year. Council members will have to attend meetings, and they must be held at least 4 times per year. So this is our first of the year. We will have another one in December, and we'll discuss and let the council determine when we want to have those in the spring. Also, to meet all requirements for each meeting, the 72-hour prior to the meeting must be posted. The date, time, location, and the subject of the SHAC meeting must be posted at the administrative office and at each campus. We have done that. The topic today is nutrition, and we also must post notice above the on the district's internet website, and Mrs. Powell did that for us. Districts must post minutes and records of the meetings on district website as soon as practical, and we'll take care of that in the next few days. So there's the highlights of the bylaws. I always like to read the purpose of the SHAC. SHAC assists the district in ensuring the local community values are reflected in health education, instruction, and strengthens the connection between health and learning. In short, our goal is to assist the district in creating a healthy school environment. We've already done our introduction of Mrs. Foss, our new council member. Before we go to the nutrition, I also handed out another form for y'all. I guess I'm short one. If you see, that's all the topics that we will... Did you steal mine? It's all the topics that we will be covering this school year, as required by TEA, and we'll make sure we get all of these topics covered within the 4 meetings, but we're isolating just nutrition for today. Okay. So I believe that's everything. We have, as you've already heard, Christy Landeros and Dusty Mason here, and they're going to, I think...
talk about nutrition.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to go for it.
Y'all don't want to arm wrestle? Okay. Dusty Mason.
She can She can jump in when. Okay. So we have a little pamphlet here, the handout, a little slideshow. But all of our campuses are under the National School Lunch Program, which is serves nutritious, low-cost, or free lunches to students. Lunches must meet specific federal nutrition guidelines and are reimbursable to based on the number of free meals we serve, reduced meals we serve, and normal meals. So that's different categories. And we do, on the website and beginning of every year, we encourage parents to fill out the free and reduced applications so that we can get, you know, what's good for them and what fits for and helps them to get reimbursed. So on the next page, we just have kind of an average. We broke it down. We started with September on our breakfast and lunch meals that are being served. We started with September of 21. That was the free year after COVID. So it just kind of shows you how it jumped with everybody taking advantage of that. And then we kind of, that next year after that, when everything started going back kind of normal, it did lower. And then we're getting there on this year. I think it's kind of going to equal out to 22. So we're trying to, you know, get the meals changed, better meals, better options, and trying to get the participation for that. So our prices on the next page, they vary for breakfast and lunch depending on the grade. And then our reimbursement rates are listed there too. So for a free or for a paid breakfast meal, we receive 38 cents back on that. For free lunch or paid lunch, sorry, it's 40 cents back. And then the reduced there for breakfast is $1.98. Free is $2.28. So then we get into the lunch for a child receiving a reduced lunch price. We get $3.85 back, and for the free is $4.25. So that's really good for if we can get these kids on doing the free and reduced, and that helps them and it helps us too.
And also reduced kids, they actually get free breakfast.
This school year, the government passed that there's no charge for breakfast.
It'll be $24.25 also.
Yeah.
Is what they're talking.
So
that, they don't pay the 30 cents.
That helped us out. But then there's kind of, like I said, the application is on our website, and you just log in, simple process, family access. You click the button, follow the steps, and submit the application. Okay, so then we had this last year, and it was really worse last year with the supply shortages and then just the supply chain of everything. But there are a few things that are still hard to get, but now it's more kind of like hurricane related or weather related. What we're having a problem with now is oranges with the hurricane. So orange juice has kind of depleted the supply. And oranges, for a case of oranges, and here, I have this, if you can pass that around. That kind of shows the price differences between this time last year and this time this year. And on here, I think I highlighted the oranges, but there's like a $30 increase in the case of oranges. So I highlighted the main big differences of what some of the products we get. And just still getting people to help work, subs, and people, you know, to fill our campuses, to help serve the kids. And then if you'll turn the page, we do offer versus serve at all campuses except the pre-K. They get everything placed on their tray so that they get all the components that they need. But at the upper schools, they have to choose at least three of the five components that we offer. And that creates that reimbursable meal for the government.
And one of them has to at least be a half cup fruit or half cup vegetable.
So they have to get that vegetable or fruit. And then, like I said, pre-K gets it all. And there's just kind of a overview of a tray and how you can choose which three components to fill your plate. And then at the higher schools campuses, I guess starting at fourth or third for a la carte sales.
Mr. Boone's campus?
Grade. Yeah, third grade. Mr. Boone. Third grade and up, they have the option of purchasing a la carte items.
They don't have as many as the high school. They
right.
don't have the hot choices. They have more of the
snack packages. So, yeah, as older you get, the more choices become available because of the calorie intake, the sodium intake. And we're having trouble. Everything keeps getting lowered. The sodium was decreased last year. I remember talking about that. Mm-hmm. This year it has decreased even more. So all that prepackaged stuff is hard to find for calories and sodium levels. But we do, we try to find products, and we have a sample bag there.
It has cookies and brownies,
Rice Krispies. And like I was saying earlier, we have found this no nut butter too. It is great.
It is great.
You wouldn't think it, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, he stole yours.
No, I'm just looking.
I'm just looking. But all these items.
Is there a Snickers in there?
Yeah, we gave you a little squeezy.
I need this.
Yeah. Little squeezy thing. But even the Rice Krispie, that's a whole grain Rice Krispie.
Oh, wow.
Everything has to be whole grain. Fit that nutritional calorie versus sodium, saturated fats, and all of that.
There's pumpkin bread and
good.
Pumpkin bread is very good. And there's actually protein
protein in them. So we're always trying to find, we're on the lookout for all these different, because they get bored of the same stuff.
But that no-nut butter stuff is really good.
Yes, we tried it and everybody loved it. I was surprised. And then also in our schools with our fruits and vegetables, and I gave these handouts, we started this year, they come with a harvest of the month. So they highlight different fruits and vegetables. This month in October is apples for the fruit and carrots for the vegetable. And we try to give the campuses just different recipes instead of just serving a thing of frozen carrots. Put some, you know, different spices on them, or, you know, butter them up a little bit, or make them, you know. And then I think we had a pear. We have a hot cinnamon apple recipe, and they made it with pears, and it was really good. Yeah, they ate that up.
The garlic
parmesan green beans. So if they can take different and just instead of a bland carrot, because we can't use salt, and we can't, you know. It just gives them a little variety, and they'll eat more, and they'll come more. And then we do celebrate our ladies. This year, May 3rd, 2024, is School Lunch Hero Day. So we like to recognize them because they do a lot. They put up with a lot and serve these kids. And then the next page is the local wellness policy, which is on our website. I don't think there's been any change to that. And it just kind of still states how to establish and evaluate and maintain healthy school environment. So that is, you can find that on our Wiley website. And I believe that is all I have. That went by fast.
Well, you're not past the Q&A yet.
I'm not. Oh boy. Okay. This is the part I was nervous about.
This is why Max comes. You might have said, how many kids do we feed a day? Did you say that?
The kid percentage that we feed a day. What is that?
You can see.
Oh, I already stumped.
Well, I mean, there's about 5,200 in the district.
Right.
I mean, just going campus by campus, the high school campus serves at least 400 on a daily basis.
So about a third of the high school.
Yeah. And the junior highs, I'd say they're about at 300 each. Our East Elementary they serve just as much as the junior highs. Yep. It's a bigger school. And then, like I said, over here, ECC is like 60 for the daycare. And
Like parents in here, do y'all pack a lunch at home or do they eat in the cafeteria? Both. We do both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matters what's on the menu.
Yeah, they circle. Yeah, circle what they like or mm-hmm. they want.
So the new daycare that they do, y'all part of that too?
No, we're not. That? No. That's a whole different program. And I think most of those, they're so little they bring their lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so we just do the pre-K over here at ECC.
Pre-K.
What's on the a la carte at the high school?
Oh, we got pizza, we've got Asian chicken, we've got corn dogs, we've got french fries, we've got, and then also they can do what is called day of, day after. So whatever is on the hotline the day of is sold on the a la carte. And then on the day after, that item can be sold. So if they have nachos on Tuesday, nachos don't qualify as a smart snack, but they can serve them that next day on the a la carte. Chicken tenders, churros,
we're trying to find
pretzels.
More hot items.
Yeah,
that's what's hard to meet all the calories the
for a main meal,
and all that is very hard.
Yeah.
And we always go to this food expo every year at the beginning of the school, and they're like, "We're gonna have this, and what about? We're gonna have this. It's gonna be there." And then we get back,
it's
and
not.
It's never there.
So
it takes a long time. It takes at least a year or two for them to process it all. Mm-hmm. I guess they have to have so many votes or. So
and so many districts interested so that they'll bring it in. They're not
so
going to waste it on just.
A lot to say, hey,
so a few years ago when we brought in Joe's Pizza and Chick-fil-A, they don't meet any of the guidelines.
That you can't be under the government program and supply that. It's competitive.
The reimbursement was so high, so that's why Ms. Rod wanted to go back into the National School Lunch Program. And that is the reason why, because the reimbursement was so high. And that Chick-fil-A and all the pizza and stuff. I know those kids want it back so bad. And I've attempted.
Not a popular decision, but a needed decision.
Yeah, right. Yes. And we've tried to calculate it to see what he's selling and what we could do. And it's this year, we need a few more months to see if he could pull it off. And
because with selling that, he has to cover to pay for his free and reduced kids, right?
Correct.
So since the government isn't paying for those free and reduced, his sales of those items have to cover, and that's hard. That's hard because there's a lot.
And you want the cafeteria to be a break even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're trying.
We only have a couple hours to do that.
Yeah.
A day, to try to break even. Mm-hmm.
So
and like we said, the increase of products are, is
and the rise, the cost of them, that's just, it's rising.
Sure.
So are there any loopholes to that, to like bringing a Chick-fil-A food truck versus being in the cafeteria?
I've been told if it's down away from the cafeteria that it could possibly happen.
Okay.
But I don't know all those guidelines. We can look into it and see. I've heard that in the,
I don't want to create work finding.
But I know we can't.
There's always
I'm going to. Guess the restrictions more than that.
Yeah.
I know when I was a high school principal, we're talking 15 years ago, lots of fundraisers.
Yeah.
So we would be selling pizza, but we had to sell it on the other side of the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be in competition.
It can't be.
That was for fundraisers. That wasn't for the school.
Well, and you've also got the safety aspect of that. If you're making them sell on the other side of the parking lot, the kids have to go out to the parking lot, which kids are going to get in their cars.
Yeah,
and
true.
So, yeah.
It's a good question. Because there's always these kids that want it, and we're trying. So we have a chicken patty that will pass, but once you add the bread. It doesn't pass. It doesn't pass as smart.
It's late.
It goes, mm-hmm. So I guess you give the chicken and then there's your bread free. There's different. We're hoping eventually that they'll either make it looser guidelines, I guess, with the smart snack. So we can have more items, or the companies
will realize
the ingredients. Yeah, the different ingredients. But now that the sodium has changed, I don't know how they're going to.
Well, I'm sure the people that are making those regulations are the doctors and people that are they trying to just tighten the belt?
I guess maybe obesity.
Yeah. They're not getting big at school. Yeah. They're getting big at home. Yeah. You know,
from that McDonald's they go and get after their football games, or, you know, things like that. So.
Yeah. Roses. Any other questions?
Is there a supply, one supply chain that, the school uses for, yes. I mean, like the produce is from this
yes,
Labatt?
Yes,
we, Labatt does all of our ordering pretty much, and then the Department of Defense, we get fresh vegetables and fruits from them. We're allocated so much money a year. And so we kind of start off with it to get those summer fruits that are really good and cheap. And then we'll save over the winter period and bring it back in the spring to pick up those vegetables. So
so there's just a warehouse here in the area?
It's U.S. Foods. It comes from the Department of Defense where they gather from the farmers and then they distribute it, of course, like to the Air Force. And then the schools are also involved. So they allocate us so much money, so we try to make it last and get those fresh
I've heard
fruits.
In your presentation that you said that you were shopping around to find different things. So
well, with so Labatt that's takes all the yes, it's all within Labatt, and then Labatt has all those vendors in that
okay.
in there that they go to that bring in the products.
So they do it for you,
right? Okay. Right, and then we're through the co-op. We're through West Texas Co-op, so if anything new we see, like the nut butters, they're not, we have a bid that we have to go by. And then if they're not on bid, we have to go through that co-op, through her, and have enough, okay, we're going to order, you know, this amount of quantity, so please, you know, but if we don't, if they don't see it as a need, and just us wanting that, we're not going to get it. So, but yeah, they do all that for us and run that through Labatt, and then we just order.
And that you're doing for all of the schools?
Yes.
All of the Wiley schools?
Mm-hmm. 8 campuses, every Thursday. So they order once a week to supply that for that next week. But we're excited. We have new fork and spoon dispensers. For less germs. Have you seen those around? You'll have,
to go see them.
Awesome. They're like the hospital. I mean, and it's funny to be so excited about something. But a fork and a spoon, because they're kept in these containers. You've probably seen. Mm-hmm. They put the forks, you know, fork mm-hmm. down, and the kid picks one, and 10 yep. come out.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to throw mm-hmm. all those away. Mm-hmm. So now we've got dispensers, and I believe I've heard there. I thought like the hospital and the ball game parts, and you put them in there. You pull one out, and then one falls into place. It's exciting.
There is a lot of waste.
It doesn't take much, but yeah,
it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. But yeah, that's our latest new feature in the campus.
I would be excited if I could go to the Ranger ballpark and see that next week.
Yeah, I would. Chris, you got tickets.
No, oh, no, hold on, we're digressing. We're over in the recording.
I know. Yeah. She was there last week. She's like, they're here too.
So what are we doing special for the cafeteria heroes?
We get them a little gift. They dress up, put their picture at the end of the year school slideshow. Their principals, yeah, different campuses, they'll have posted on Facebook, the different campuses do different recognition
yeah,
types.
Our principals do a good job.
They do. They've given them like gift cards for dinner and little treat bags and cookies and snacks. So they do a great.
Appreciation goes a long way.
Yes, especially for the yes. Because they get there at 5:30 in the morning, and they're there till 1 or 2. I mean, just... and it's all for the kids, so yeah. We try to, you know, do right by them and give them little pickups and send them candy. We did the little "You've Been Booed" game through the yeah. So we try, you know, because they are and they're hard to find. They're hard to replace.
Yes.
So.
Any other questions? I would like for us to meet again in December. Lois doesn't know this, but she's the guest speaker.
Oh.
Topic would be school health services. Or Maybe you ought to invite one of your nurses.
Maybe I should. I
mean, you're more than welcome to do that as long as we have a speaker. But I put down 3 dates that I'm available. That's a crazy time of year, obviously. It'd be we're looking at the week that we get out for Christmas break or the prior. I got December 12th, December 14th, and December 19th. The 12th and the 14th are Tuesday and Thursday. And then the 19th's the following Tuesday. My Wednesdays, I've got other meetings. Last year, we always had it on the calendar. It was always the Wednesday after a board meeting. My calendar doesn't work that way this year for whatever reason. So is a Tuesday or a Thursday better? Does anybody?
Well, I work Tuesday, Thursdays at Beltway, but I can be off if I need to be off. It's no problem. But we're done. That's our last week, the 14th, 15th, or 14th is our last day. So 19th. The 19th would be better for me, but it, do not do it.
Basically. 19th is, the 19th is, I think Wednesday's the half day.
The
I think the 20th is the half day. So that's the Tuesday before we get out. That's better for you.
But I can do the other one.
Okay. You flexible?
Yeah, Thursdays are better than Tuesdays for me, but I can do whatever too.
Okay. And there will be nothing that we're voting on, so there doesn't have to be a quorum. I think the only thing we voted on since any of y'all have been on this committee was the human sexuality curriculum. I don't see anything we're going to be voting on. There will be some things in the spring that I won't share right now, but we need to make some recommendations to the school board, but that'll be later meetings this year. So if you're okay, I'll try to go for that 19th Tuesday. If you can't make it, that's very understandable. And I always try to send out a reminder a couple weeks early. Y'all should be proud of me. That was my first Google invite, and Holly helped me, and we missed. I looked at it when it came out. We didn't spell meeting right. We got it sent, but we couldn't spell the word right. So, and then after we did it, we went, this is a pain in the rear. But just email's much easier because you got to send all this stuff.
She said, no.
How do you get all these attachments on there?
Just,
I don't know. Well, you know what? The secretary may be the one doing the invite. But,
bring in one of the student aides.
There you go. There you go. But, so, tentatively, you know, things can change, but tentatively December 19th, which is a Tuesday, and I believe we get out on Wednesday. I have a calendar in front of me, so we'll see if that works. And once again, Lois, you're welcome to have one of your nurses, or you can do it again. It's up to you.
Okay.
Well, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Make sure you refrigerate your